W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman's health back front and center as he was hospitalized on Wednesday due to lightheadedness. A statement from his office said preliminary tests showed no evidence of a stroke. Fetterman's health was a key issue during his campaign last year after he suffered a stroke last May. Weekly jobless claims due out this morning.
We've been hearing a lot about layoffs in the tech sector, but in other parts of the job market, hiring is still robust. Economists consider first-time unemployment filings a proxy for layoffs, and last week's jobless claims report shows those filings hit a nine-month low the previous week.
ABC's Daria Albinger. This comes after Disney, the parent company of ABC News, became the latest to announce layoffs, saying it'll cut 7,000 jobs from its workforce. A race against time in Syria and Turkey to find survivors in the rubble of collapsed buildings following this week's powerful earthquake, the death toll now topping 15,000. This is ABC News. The families of two Richneck Elementary School students now preparing lawsuits against Newport News Public Schools over the shooting of a teacher last month, allegedly by her 6-year-old student. The parents of the students say their kids were bullied by the alleged shooter or emotionally harmed by the shooting. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks.
The letters from the lawyers are a requirement for filing suit, but there's no guarantee the kids who were nearby during the shooting have a right to recover damages. More likely, the letters will set up serious conversations about a financial settlement with the families of kids traumatized by the event.
First grade teacher Abby Zwerner was seriously injured in the shooting, and her attorneys have said the school failed to respond to multiple warnings. After an arrest was made in connection with a series of vandalisms at Dallas's zoo, police in Houston now say they're investigating an incident where someone deliberately cut a hole in the mesh that covers a habitat for brown pelicans. The animals were not harmed. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on. And know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination. Our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley, Civic Media.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Was one hell of a speech last night, wasn't it? The State of the Union address by President Biden. I was blown away. I think it was one of the best speeches of his. Well, actually, I think it was one of the best State of the Union speeches I've ever heard in my whole entire life. And I've been listening to them since the 1950s. So that's not with quite the ear that I have today, but I'll tell you, that was a barn burner. I'd love to get your thoughts on this. By the way, people are talking about, well, you know, Biden shouldn't run for re-election, quack, 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 quack. Jonathan Last posted a fascinating analysis over at The Bulwark. The Triad is his newsletter. He noted that, you know, before the midterm elections, 52% of Democrats said Biden should run for re-election. After the midterms, only 37%, which is weird. I have a feeling that number is going to be a hell of a lot higher today. But here's where it gets really interesting. He points out that at this point in their presidencies, Obama, Reagan, and Clinton, who were all reelected, were below 50% in terms of support for a second term, just like Biden is right now, or at least was yesterday. The only two presidents in modern history who had above 50% support for a second term at this point in their presidency were Jimmy Carter and George Herbert Walker Bush. And neither of them, both of them ran for a second term, neither of them got reelected. So that's pretty strange. But Biden started out his, the bottom line there is that, history suggests that running for a second term might not be such a bad idea. And, Biden is 80 years old, but he certainly dispelled any notion last night that he's lacking in energy or wit or confidence or competence. This guy is as sharp as they come right now at the age of 80, which is, remarkable. Impressive, I think, is a better word. Increasingly, as we are, as modern science gets better, and certainly as things like, learning how to eat right and how to exercise and the impact of those things. And now there are all kinds of, both prescription and non-prescription supplements that people take to forestall aging. Everything from rapamycin and metformin and naltrexone to on the prescription side to the non-prescription side, people taking turmeric and fisetin and there's a bunch of supplements that, there's all this buzz. All these billionaires are taking this stuff. So, it wouldn't surprise me if Biden is at least, doing something to keep himself young, and God bless him. So anyhow, he came out and basically pointed out that, 40 years, I mean, he didn't say it in these words, but the 40 years of Reaganomics has hollowed out our middle class, and it's time to rebuild it. He pointed out that unemployment is now lower than, the last time it was this low was in the 1960s. He pointed out that he has created 800,000 good manufacturing jobs. 12 million new jobs overall. He has overseen the creation of more jobs in 2 years than any president in history in an entire full 4-year term. I mean, that's literally historic. He noted that there were 10 million new small businesses opened in the last 2 years. That the chip industry is coming back to the United States. He talked about that, how, you know, we couldn't even make cars because all the chips were coming from overseas. We had all these supply chain problems. That's not going to happen anymore. He talked about how there has been a $300 billion investment, private investment. This is not government investment. This is the result of government setting the stage, essentially, by building infrastructure and tweaking tax policy to encourage some policies and discourage others. What government does, basically, is it provides the soil in which small businesses, new businesses, even large businesses can root themselves. And they're doing it. $300 billion in private investment in manufacturing in the United States. More than 20,000 new infrastructure projects all over the country. And he made a great joke about it. He was like, you know, I know a lot of you didn't vote for this, but you sure do show up for the groundbreakings, and I'll see you at the next groundbreaking. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but you get it. He pointed out that healthcare costs have come down. He bragged about $35 insulin for seniors and said, hey, now let's give $35 insulin to everybody. It only cost them $12 to make this stuff, or $14. You know, why are they selling it for $500? It was brilliant. It was an absolutely brilliant speech. He talked about Medicare negotiating drug prices for the first time since that was outlawed in 2003 by George W. Bush's scam to privatize Medicare. The massive investments in new technologies to fight climate change. His Inflation Reduction Act is the largest piece of climate change legislation ever put into law here in the United States. It was basically an updated version of FDR's New Deal. Only instead of saying proactively, this is what I'm going to do, which he did, you know, a year ago, he did it. He was saying, look at what we accomplished. Which is pretty amazing, because before last night, the polls were showing that the majority of Americans thought that Joe Biden hadn't done much. Only, as I recall, it was around 36% of Americans were familiar with his accomplishments, which is an indictment, frankly, of our media. That they are not informing people of what's actually going on. Instead, they're just, you know, amplifying the right-wing voices. Speaking of the right-wing voices, over at The Writing today, Howard put together a great newsletter. The New York Post, their headline today, in newsstands all over New York City, Biden's State of the Union set new records for dishonesty and emptiness. Their front page story, he offered lie after lie in a shameless bid to fool the electorate ahead of his 2024 run for re-election. Right, well, this is a newspaper owned by a billionaire, and Biden was calling for taxes on billionaires. So, surprise, surprise. Over at Front Page, another right-wing site, Biden's State of the Union promises 2 more years of misery. And then they started it out. If you like 2021 and 2022, worse is coming. Well, yeah, I kind of liked them. The Federalist. Don't fall for Biden's economic fairy tale. The president's biggest whopper, I'm a capitalist. These people are just frantic. I'm telling you, they just don't know what to do with a guy who comes across as an average American, who speaks the language of average Americans, and who's actually getting things done that people love. The Wall Street Journal, a headline, the State of the Union contradiction. If Biden is such a success, why aren't Americans pleased? Well, it might have something to do with you, Wall Street Journal. You know, also owned by the Murdoch empire. National Review, Biden's fantasy land. Fox News. It's unlikely Biden's rambling State of the Union inspired Americans to, quote, finish the job. President Biden offered a mashup of falsehoods and, you know, quack, quack, quack. PJ Media, let's scrap the State of the Union address. Yes, he did a great job, right? He did such a great job that right-wing media is saying, end the State of the Union. And did you catch Sarah Huckabee Sanders? It was You know, this was the Republican rebuttal, the official Republican rebuttal, you know, in front of a crappy Skype digital background, I think, you know, from what I'm seeing on the interwebs. This was American Carnage 2.0, you know, Trump's State of the Union address. Just all downbeat and hysterical, talking about, you know, a woke mob. Is, you know, you wanted a drinking game, take a drink every time Sarah Huckabee Sanders says woke, right? But over at Red State, the headline, Huckabee Sanders' response to Biden fever dream hits all the right notes. And over at American Greatness, they're asking, did Biden tell China to send the balloon? Oh, my God. Biden pointed out that he said he was calling for higher taxes on corporations and the morbidly rich. He pointed out, and this is a quote, he said, in 2020, 55 of the biggest companies in America made $40 billion in profits and paid zero in federal income taxes. That's simply not fair. Excuse me. And then he pointed out that he got past this 15% minimum tax. Whoa. On billion. He went on to say, no billionaire should pay a lower tax rate than a school teacher or a firefighter. By the way, if you look for it, I used to have it. I don't know what happened to it or where it is, but there's this quote of Ronald Reagan at a high school saying, do you think rich people should pay lower taxes than school bus drivers? And all the kids go, no. And he says, I agree. I don't think they should either. So it's like, and then, of course, he went on to cut taxes on rich people. Biden pointed out that he has cut the national deficit by the annual deficit by more than $1.7 billion. He pointed out that 25% of the entire national debt run up over a 240-plus year period was run up during Donald Trump's presidency, just during those 4 years. Another one that got all the Republicans. By the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene shouting liar in her Cruella de Vil outfit had to be the most disgusting, low-class, pathetic. I lack adjectives, but you know, it's just as a former Georgia, I lived in Georgia for 13 years. I'm embarrassed to even say I lived in Georgia. This woman represents Georgia in the House of Representatives. He pointed out that the Republicans want to sunset Social Security and Medicare. Now, that's the exact language from Rick Scott's plan. Rick Scott, the most powerful, second to Mitch McConnell, second most powerful Republican in the Senate. He put it in writing. Mike Lee is on tape saying we need to end Social Security and pull it out by the root, throw it away. Lindsey Graham, Ron Johnson, all of them have called for ending Social Security or privatizing it. George W. Bush campaigned on it in 2005. And then when Biden talked about banning assault weapons, you had all these members, all these Republicans who were wearing AR-15 pins on their lapels, booing him on that. This was a George W. Bush initiative. No, I'm sorry, it was a Bill Clinton initiative. I'm wrong. George W. Bush failed to renew it. He goes on to say, for the last few years, our democracy has been threatened, attacked, and put at risk. Put to the test here in this very room on January 6th. And at that point, Kevin McCarthy, when Biden talked about how we must all speak out, there is no place for political violence in America, Kevin McCarthy refused to stand up. It was one of the most pathetic moments of the McCarthy speakership so far.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So what did you think about the State of the Union address? Like I said, I thought it was the best speech, the best State of the Union of my lifetime. We'll be right back with your calls. You could do the flowers thing in this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop, dry up, and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful, the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention that Cozy Earth Bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth Bedding now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code TOM, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, cruising is just one of the greatest ways to take a vacation. You only unpack once, right? Your hotel goes with you to all these destinations. And cruising in America? Looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Then let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and, not to mention, delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service and spectacular food. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. So Marjorie Taylor Greene is out there saying, I didn't take anybody's bait. Oh my God. Okay. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention what, you know, what's coming up on the show, and then I'm going to pick up your phone calls in just a second here. In the for this first hour, let's digest, let's contemplate, let's the State of the Union address. In the second hour, will the children who were tortured as a Trump policy tool receive justice? The border was mentioned last night. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. Also, a climate change ocean disaster, a doozy. Where is the news on this? And also a crazy alert. Donald Trump is saying that Ron DeSantis is a pedophile. It's getting ugly. And meanwhile, DeSantis floats making it easier to sue the news. Right. In the third hour, here's proof we should be bailing out people and not businesses in times of trouble. And Google is targeting women with ads for anti-abortion so-called crisis pregnancy centers. And a federal judge is now mocking the Supreme Court on abortion. Could the 13th Amendment be used to legalize abortion? Actually, there's a strong argument for it. So, picking up your calls here, John in Austin, Texas. Hey, John, says you disagree.
Yes,
about
sir.
What?
I do disagree. How are you, Tom?
I'm well. I hope you are too, John. What's on your mind?
I'm doing good. So I was listening to your show. Did I just hear you say that Joe Biden is an average American?
Yeah, I think he comes across as one. I mean, obviously he's wealthier than the average American. He's doing okay. But I've met Joe Biden. He knows how to connect with people in a way that is frankly a rare political skill.
Yeah, because the average American is worth over $150 million.
I don't think Joe Biden's worth anything close to that. But whatever he is worth, it really doesn't matter. The question is whether he's doing a good job as president of the United States. I mean, you know, the Bush family is a dynastic family.
Yeah,
they've got mansions all over the place. They've got that huge, you know, compound in Kennebunkport and a mansion in Houston. I mean, you know, we've always tolerated rich presidents. Franklin Roosevelt was probably one of our richest presidents. So what?
Okay, blah, blah, blah. So this guy's worked in the government for 50 years, making an average salary of $100,000, and now he's worth over $150 million. So he's an average
American.
Again, I
dispute your allegations of his net worth, but whatever it is,
that's,
you know, I'm frankly, John, I'm frankly more concerned about what politicians do. You know, how are they serving the people? And you've got Republicans who are trying to maintain a 3% average income tax payment rate for billionaires in America. And Democrats say, no, that's not fair. Teachers pay a whole lot more, so should billionaires. And you know, I just don't get why anybody would be pissed off about that. Well, I guess what billionaires might are shills for them.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-THE-SHOP.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman's health back front and center as he was hospitalized on Wednesday due to lightheadedness. A statement from his office said preliminary tests showed no evidence of a stroke. Fetterman's health was a key issue during his campaign last year after he suffered a stroke last May. Weekly jobless claims due out this morning.
We've been hearing a lot about layoffs in the tech sector, but in other parts of the job market, hiring is still robust. Economists consider first-time unemployment filings a proxy for layoffs, and last week's jobless claims report shows those filings hit a nine-month low the previous week.
ABC's Daria Albinger. This comes after Disney, the parent company of ABC News, became the latest to announce layoffs, saying it'll cut 7,000 jobs from its workforce. A race against time in Syria and Turkey to find survivors in the rubble of collapsed buildings following this week's powerful earthquake, the death toll now topping 15,000. This is ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes. You've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Wait, was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your name? Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your name? Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy, and I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the-right-seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the-right-seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. You know, I just absolutely hate it when this happens. You know, so this, because it takes a damn much time to clean up the mess afterwards. It's like, you know, somebody, you invite somebody into your house, and they bring their dog, and he craps all over your living room floor. It's kind of the equivalent of what John 1285 from Austin, Texas, just did. Just before the break. I don't know if John is a victim of listening to right-wing media and his head is full of BS, or if he's just a liar. But, you know, he called up and he goes, oh, Joe Biden, he's worth $175 million. Joe Biden has been in public service since he was 27 years old. Maybe 29, whatever, for 50 years, roughly. And every year he is, you know, all of his finances have been completely transparent. I'm looking at a Forbes, this is Forbes magazine. The headline is, how much is Joe Biden worth? You can Google it. It was published last year. And Joe Biden is worth, at that time last year, he was worth $8 million. That was his total net worth. Homes, everything, $8 million. And, you know, they in this Forbes article, and so, you know, again, John, you're full of crap. And I'm pissed that you came in and crapped all over my living room floor here. As Forbes noted, you know, when he first got into Congress, he was basically broke. His law firm, his first check was $5,000, and that they used that to buy a bed. He said that didn't stop him from dreaming even bigger. After a tragic car accident in 1972 that killed his wife Nellia and baby daughter, Biden bought a new home for him and his boys, paying $185,000. At the time he bought it, Biden's salary as a senator was $43,000 a year. Over the years, he refinanced the home frequently, taking on mortgages in amounts exceeding what he originally paid for the house. He sold it in 1996 for $1.2 million. Biden put his three kids through private schools and college with the help of borrowed money. Biden explained at a 2015 event for the Department of Housing and Urban Development, quote, home ownership is how most middle-class families save, how most middle-class families build assets, and for many, it's the way you send your kid to college, borrowing against it. That's how I got my children through college. And then, end of quote. In 2001, when his daughter Ashley was a student at Tulane, he was on the hook for a half a dozen loans totaling more than $700,000 to send all of his children through school. Just because, and then for, this is from Forbes magazine, just because you're tight on cash doesn't mean you're broke. When Biden left office in 2017, he was worth an estimated $2.5 million. He had a life insurance policy and a handful of retirement accounts, but the majority of his net worth came from his Delaware home and his federal pension, which guaranteed him an annual income of $160,000 a year for life. So, I always have to, take a breath, right, when some right-winger calls in and thought, you know, I assume good faith. I assume that when people call in and say things, that they're telling a truth, the truth, if not a truth, if not their truth. John, I'm pretty sure, is just BSing us. It's just so pathetic, you know, these pathetic attempts by right-wingers to lie. It's another example of how untrustworthy Republicans are. It's really amazing. Don, in, how do you say that? Eardoodle, Arkansas?
No, Paragould, Arkansas. We've spoke several times.
Paragould.
I talked to you about Chris Jones and Huckabee Sanders. Yeah. So let me tell you, Biden knocked it out of the park. I was like, did he really do that? Did he really, you know, convert them right in front of them live television? That was just amazing. He played them like a fiddle.
Yeah,
but
it was incredible.
What he can do farther, he's got to talk about what his plans are for assault weapons. Do we ban manufacture of them in the United States? Do we ban sale of them to Americans? Do we have a buyback? Do we ban imports from outside? How do we control the guns? There's a whole bunch of things that they can do physically. If you offer people $3,000, $5,000 more than their weapon is worth, they'll sell it to you. You'll be able to buy back a bunch of them.
Oh, that's what the Australians learned, you know, after the Port Arthur massacre in Tasmania in 1996, I think it was. They did a nationwide buyback program across Australia, and my recollection is hundreds of thousands of weapons.
If you went to all of the gun shops across the United States and said, here, we'll give you $2,000 more than each one of these weapons you bought for them, sell them to us, and we'll buy them from you at $5,000, whatever it takes, will buy them all from you, you know, and then ban future manufacture out of them in the United States, ban for you know, civilian applications. Sure, the Marines are still going to need them, but the civilian don't make them available in the civilian market.
Yeah.
But I didn't call about that. I called because I'm from Arkansas and embarrassed about Huckabee Sanders.
Oh,
here
yeah.
Here's the same history.
That's got to be tough.
I live in Arkansas. Well, it's very tough. Very tough. Because these people have Tom Cotton, who's on Facebook every 2 hours posting some gaslit. These people took the, you know, the Rupert Murdoch empire hook, line, and sinker. This is one of the only states that have elected a true Trumpster. Look across the United States, all of the Trumpsters stated this. And we talked about it. Dr. Chris Jones was qualified, and Herschel Walker wasn't. This is the same political party that wanted to elect Herschel Walker as a senator, but then thought Sarah Huckabee Sanders was more qualified than... it's been Dr. Chris Jones. It was an embarrassment to Arkansas.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say about that. I mean, Arkansas got duped. These people, I hate to say it, and I'm probably going to make some enemies here in Arkansas, but I post on all of these people when people troll me. I mean, if you do the math, there's 3 million people in Arkansas. About 600,000 people voted for Sarah Huckabee Sanders to be governor. More people voted for city council members in Glendale, Arizona, to be city council members. Why don't they get a city council member from Glendale, Arizona?
Did you watch Sarah's response last night?
I did. I watched every minute of it, and I watched every minute of the
show. So what's your take on it, Don? Real quickly, I want to get the other callers in here, but
it was sad. And the thing is that my wife and I agree that she killed her political career when she tried to drag in her sick relatives. That's really got nothing to do with anybody. Nobody cares nothing about any of that.
Yeah.
So my point is that Arkansas is probably now one of the most embarrassed states in the Union.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, Don, thank you for the call. Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, Maverick, what's up?
I never fail, Tom. I get picked up. I'm backing up on a construction site. hey, that was the best speech that I've heard a president make since I was 11 years old.
Wow.
And that's when I started listening to the president. I was a very political kid, and I got to hand it to Joe. I think that he's been a great president. If there's any one thing I wish I could have seen him do, it would have been to be a little more assertive with the space laser lady. I think he gave her a little bit too
with
much.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, you know, how cool would it have been if he would have said, "Oh, what's that? Is that the space laser lady? Yeah, we'll see where you are in 4 years."
Yeah.
And that would have been.
You know, I think by taking the high road, he maintained this persona of, "I'm the guy who's getting things done. I'm the guy you can trust. I'm the guy you'd want to have a beer with. I'm Maverick, I would have gone after her." Like I just did with John.
Uh-huh.
But, I'm not as good a politician as Joe Biden. I mean, this guy's got the touch.
Well, I think Joe did the right thing by maintaining decorum and showing that he was a gentleman and rising above, you know, the QAnon whack job that was wearing that really bizarre jacket indoors.
Yeah. She was in full Cruella DeVille costume.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Hey, real quick before you let me go, I'd like to say thanks to you for helping me get through 3 hours of my day every day, and especially also thanks to so many of the great callers that you get that just add content to the show. I love Larry, the numbers guy, Norma from Montgomery, Dave from Woodinville, and a whole list of others. I don't want to take up too much time, but
yeah,
I appreciate
Paul,
you, Tom.
Paul from Woodinville, yeah.
Next week, I want to talk to you about something I disagree with you about the police paying for these lawsuits.
But, okay. All right.
We'll
look forward to the conversation,
we'll get to that
Maverick.
Next week.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
I got
for
an
call.
Idea for you.
Okay. I'll look forward to it. Thank you. Kevin in Durham, North Carolina. Hey, Kevin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. So I didn't watch Sarah Sanders last night because I didn't feel like throwing up at 11 o'clock at night.
Well,
but
it is a tough decision. I get it.
I saw a clip of her this morning, talking about how we're in a left-wing culture war. We didn't ask for this. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I mean, it's not the left that's banning books.
Right.
It's not the left that's banning black history classes. It's not the left that's trying to ban drag shows. It's not the left that is passing bills to enact a dress code so that the women in the Missouri state legislature have to cover their arms. You know, it's not the left that's trying to, you know,
outlaw abortion.
It's not the left that's trying to get Florida teens to disclose their menstrual cycles.
Right.
You know, I mean, what's wrong with these people?
Yeah. Well,
they're all about culture.
What's wrong with them is that they're on the take from right-wing billionaires. Their only goal in life is to deregulate industry so we can have more pollution and more poison in our atmosphere and, you know, more kids getting cancer and lower taxes on the billionaires who are making money from poisoning the earth and you know, destroying our environment and giving our kids cancer. That's really the beginning and the end of the Republican agenda. You know, they'll reach out to the homophobes, they'll reach out to the racists, they'll reach out to the misogynists. In order to get votes. But their real commitment is to American industry, the polluting industries, and the billionaires that became billionaires through those polluting industries. That's the bottom line, Kevin. Thanks a lot for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archive.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. It's the place where despair is not an option. Back with your calls right after this. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/T-H-O-M, expressvpn.com/Tom.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, you want the absolutely coolest Valentine's Day gift this year? I'm telling you from personal experience. These Cozy Earth sheets are just amazing. They are the softest, most luxurious and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. I mean, they're absolutely wonderful. Louise and I love ours. We've been sleeping on these for, I don't know, about a half a year now. And I've never had sheets this good. And what a great Valentine's Day gift. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. This is why Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And that's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention that Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, their loungewear, pajamas, or even their premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. And like I said, great Valentine's Day gift. Hurry, I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth bedding right now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back, picking up your calls, Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I saw the State of the Union, and as usual, borrowing your phrase, President Biden, 100% spot on. And I love how you characterize the Republicans and their behavior. Let's face facts. Biden told 100% truth, and the Republicans calling him a liar, which is totally classless. We remember Trump lying his butt off time to time. Did Democrats do any of that kind of behavior? No. Only thing they did was just shake their heads in disgust, and rightfully so. What I would love to see happen, and I don't know if you know this, do they have, like, video monitors inside the congressional chambers? Because if they did, it would have been great for Biden to say, oh, it's like that, huh? Go to the videotape. Go to the audio. The same way yeah. President Obama said back then, get the transcripts. You want to go there? All right. You know what I'm saying?
I do, but I don't know. I'm sure there weren't monitors in the room, but I'm guessing that probably some members had brought up on their cell phones, you know, the live feed yeah. to see if their picture got shown or something like that.
And Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she couldn't stop lying for Trump back then. She's still constantly lying, and I'm sick and tired of these Republicans. They commit these atrocities then and now, and they always falsely pointing the finger to Democrats. Yeah. Watch that trend and pattern.
Yeah, amen. I went through seven of her largest lies yesterday on this program when she was the spokesperson for Donald Trump. It's got to be humiliating to be an Arkansian, I think is the word, to be a resident of Arkansas. I mean, it's just got to be brutal for those poor people. Michael, thank you. Susan in Saratoga Springs, New York. Hey, Susan, what's up?
Oh, Tom. You know, Tom, we love you.
Thank you.
You know, we love your program, and, you know, you're just such a noble endeavor for the truth. What I wanted to talk about was I loved Biden's speech. He was right on so much, and especially for me, especially he was talking about like the fees. Now I'm on Social Security, and I'm a full-time caregiver for my son. He's 34. He's in dayhab now. He's autistic, low IQ, ADHD, bipolar, OCD, and incontinent.
Oh my!
So he's a but he's like Forrest Gump. He's a lovely, lovely young man. He really is. He's very well mannered, and he's. But you know, to talk about more support for people like me who are full time caregivers. You know, I had to give up my career in sales. I've college degree from CN in business and chemistry in 1980. So I'm 65. I'm retired now, but I had to kind of retire earlier just to take care of him because of the lack of services and staff that they have to take care of. You know, people like myself, you know, but I really was happy that he mentioned that. And also the fees, you know, the fees from banks, you know, the overdraft fees. I belong to a credit union and it used to be $2 if you went overdraft. I always went with credit unions. And now it's $35.
Yeah. Everybody's trying to nickel and dime us to death. I mean, from the airlines to the banks.
Well, and it affects the poor more and and the people like me that are on limited income. Because of disability, you know, it just, he was so right on spot with everything. And, you know, I've heard a lot of opinions about him not reacting to, you know, MTG and the idiots over there. You know, that's the definition of cool, you know, cool is like, don't react, don't feed into it. Don't acknowledge it.
Feed the trolls.
It's so beneath him. To me, it would be insulting. And it is. It's insulting and you look like a fool, and I'm not even going to react to it. It would be beneath me to react to it, and I think that was very cool what he did.
Yeah,
very cool. Because the more we react and feed into these people, the more they get coverage, the more it just feeds itself through the media.
Yeah, I completely agree, and well said, Susan. Thank you very much. Dennis in Aptos, California. Dennis, I got 50 seconds. You got a quick one?
Well, I just wanted to say that when I'm on YouTube and I'm reading replies by people, especially, you know, people that as their moniker, it says Biden is garbage. I ask them this. What part of 12 million jobs added? What part of the CHIPS Act? What part of the infrastructure rebuild? What part of more EVs and charging stations? What part of Medicare will now be able to negotiate with Big Pharma do you not like?
Right. What part of $35 insulin? You know, it's
like, yeah.
Oh, man.
So you know, I mean, do these people want to pay more for drugs?
Apparently.
And I guess they'd be okay with, I guess they're okay with Amazon and GE year after year not paying their, paying zero in taxes.
Right. And more mass shootings. They want more mass shootings. Yes, AR-15s forever. We're going to wear lapel pins with AR-15s. Dennis, thank you for the call. And this is all because, you know, there's this guy, this Republican in Congress who made his fortune, literally millions, as a gun dealer. And he's got these people wearing guns. I mean, what is there? Is there? Oh, it's just incredible.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. It's not a-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the...
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.